Batman, Superman, Aquaman, or The Flash? What kind of revenue assurance hero do you want to be? This week marks the end of the first week of our annual Cape Town Revenue Assurance and Fraud Management Certification event. As usual, we've been enjoying the company of participants from all across Africa. This week we had people from MTN, of course, Vodacom, Zain, NetOne. Actually, there were two different people from two different NetOnes, from two different countries, no relation. As well as that, we had people from Mobily in Saudi Arabia and many others. It's always such a great experience when so many RA and fraud professionals from so many different operators come together and compare notes on the state of their organizations and the telecoms industry as a whole. It's difficult to describe the feelings one has as people come to understand just how wild and crazy telecom is being practiced all over Africa, and seeing the "I'm the only one that has to deal with this craziness" feeling fall away as we come to understand that while the details may be different, the problems we face are universal. The training program began, as it always does. We go through our standard process of helping people to tear down and decompose the myriad revenue assurance and fraud problems that their companies face, and build up a new structure, a new way of looking at it. And as usual, one by one, students began to groan with the realization of just how big the RA fraud management job really is. Somewhere in the middle of all this, one of the students quipped, "You'd have to be some kind of superhero to handle all of this." Everyone laughed, of course, but not me so much. With that, a thought occurred to me. Yes, in many ways, revenue assurance and fraud professionals are expected to be superheroes, and many CFOs expect nothing less from their teams. But if we're actually going to try to be a superhero, what kind of superhero should we be? There are actually quite a few to choose from. There are some that think that they should provide us with a good model, and some that I think set us on the pathway to disaster. Take, for example, the person who wants to be the...
Look, up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's...
Revenue Assurance Fraud Management Superman. For some, the classical definition of the superhero is Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet, so that you can respond to problems as soon as they occur. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Overcoming political and organizational obstacles and getting to the real problem quickly. He can fly, bullets bounce off of him, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. He even has X-ray vision, which is handy for seeing leakages within hidden processes or finding fraudsters that are hiding. Unfortunately, the revenue assurance or fraud professional who uses Superman as their model quickly finds themselves in trouble. We may be fast and we may be good, but eventually, no matter how good we are, the bad guys are going to win. Superman revenue assurance and fraud people are typically those professionals that don't know how to say no to their managers. They take on bigger and bigger jobs with less and less resources. They work longer hours. They jump into areas where they're not qualified in order to help promote the Superman image. But in the final analysis, it turns out that they're only human after all. Then they have to deal with the sense of failure and the disappointment to themselves and their managers. Not such a good professional plan. One amusing revenue assurance fraud superhero is Aquaman, the Aquaman professionals. These guys can swim fast, talk fast, and they can even talk to fishes. But in the final analysis, they're always underwater, they're always drowning, they're always out of their depth, and they're simply not in sync with the real world. The Aquaman superhero is only useful in very limited situations. What about the Flash or the Green Lantern? Their superpower is speed. They can go really, really fast from one place to another. They learn fast, they respond fast, they jump on things as soon as they show up. They have a lot of energy. There are RA fraud professionals that stake their reputation on how quickly they get things done. But unfortunately, when you focus on doing things fast, sooner or later, you miss something. Then you have to do it again and again and again. And I don't care how quickly you redo something, that's not going to make anybody very happy. No, I'm afraid the Flash superhero is not an optimum model. Ah, but what about my favorite, Batman? Batman, the Caped Crusader. The only superhero with a full-time dedicated sidekick named Robin. What are the things that make Batman a superhero anyway? Most people don't even really realize this. The key to Batman's superhero status is his brain, his intellect. It's not his strength, it's not his speed, it's not his ability to see through walls or to jump through walls. Batman's power comes from, as the famous detective Hercule Poirot said, harnessing his little gray cells. Every time Batman faces a villain, the first thing he does is think about it. What makes Batman so great is two things. First, he thinks ahead. He's always planning. He always has contingencies in place. And of course, where would we be without Batman and his gadgets, especially his Bat utility belt? Yes, every time Batman faces a problem, the solution more often than not is found in his handy Bat utility belt. The belt is loaded up with bat earplugs, bat lie detectors, bat ropes, bat bug spray. When Batman goes into a situation, he comes prepared. He thinks it out ahead of time, and he loads up with his tool belt so that he's prepared for any eventuality. Well, for my money, there's no contest. If you want to be a really good revenue assurance fraud professional, then you don't need to look any further than Batman for your model. The GRAPPA standards provide us with the perfect template for emulating the Caped Crusader. The principles and standard controls provide the revenue assurance professional and the fraud professional with a fully loaded bat utility belt, complete with all the different things you need walking into a new situation. The GRAPPA standards of consensus, teamwork, innovation, and proactive anticipation of risk highlight the true Batman attitude toward the fighting of crime. And of course, the GRAPPA principles of integrity, sovereignty align perfectly with Batman's highly ethical, over-the-top moral compass that caused criminals to call him the Caped Do-Gooder. So the next time you walk into a meeting or are feeling a little overwhelmed by the job before you, take a minute and just hum that little Batman song to yourself. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Batman. And just remember the superhero model that all revenue assurance and fraud professionals hope to be someday. Well, I think that's enough for this time. Until next time, this is Rob Madison saying, be safe.